The Little Peachling, Momotaro. Once upon a time, nestled in Japan's green hills, a kind elderly couple lived in quiet harmony. The old man ventured into the mountains to gather firewood, while his wife washed clothes by the chattering creek. One day, she discovered a giant peach bobbing along in the stream. She carried this surprisingly large peach home. When they were about to slice it open, the peach split to reveal a shocking surprise. Instead of the seed inside, there was a baby boy. They were astonished and happy at the same time, as they didn't have any children of their own and had always wanted to raise a child. They decided to call him Momotaro, which means the little peachling, as the boy came in a peach. Momotaro quickly grew up, growing in strength and goodness. Momotaro was a special boy. He was brimming with kindness and a spirit of courage. The villagers lived under the shadow of the Oni, creatures from a nearby island known for mischief and theft. Momotaro decided to protect his home. One day, a stranger brought news of an approaching Oni attack. Momotaro decided to confront the Oni. "Oka-san, Otu-san, I must go to Oni Island to fight the Oni and bring back the treasures to our village." His parents, nervous but proud, supported his decision. His mother made special rice cakes known as kibi dango, dragon balls, and his father gifted him a lucky charm. With courage in his heart and kibi dango in his bag, Momotaro set out on his journey. After a while, he heard a rustle behind him and turned to see a dog with wise eyes. The dog came close to him after smelling the tasty kibi dango. So he asked Momotaro, "Momotaro-san, would you please give me a delicious dragon ball? I'd do everything for just one mouthful." "Well, I will give you one, but you must help me in return," Momotaro answered. "The quest has begun, and we're off to battle the monsters." He gave the dog a dragon ball, and he ate. The dog then felt the dragon's power. Shocking ching ching! Momotaro and the dog start off on their journey together. They had not gone far when Momotaro heard another sound. A monkey was swinging in a tree. When the monkey smelled the tasty kibi dango, he climbed down from the tree and said, "Momotaro-san, will you please give me a delicious dragon ball? I'd do everything for just one mouthful." "Well, I will give you one, but you must help me in return," Momotaro answered. "The quest has begun, and we're off to battle the monsters." He gave the monkey a dragon ball, and he ate. The monkey then felt the dragon's power. Ching ching shaking! And the three friends set off down the road. They hadn't gone far when they came upon a pine tree with a lovely bird, a pheasant. The bird could smell the tasty kibi dango and flew down. She appeared in front of Momotaro and asked the same question as the other animals. "Well, I will give you one, but you must help me in return," Momotaro answered. "The quest has begun, and we're off to battle the monsters." He handed the pheasant a dragon ball, and she ate. The pheasant then felt the dragon's power. Ching ching shocking! Now a strong team of four, each with unique abilities, they resumed their journey toward Oni Island, ready to face any challenge. When they finally reached Oni Island, "Momotaro, Momotaro," said the pheasant, "I'm going to fly around the castle." She came back after a while and said, "The Oni are having a party. This could be the perfect opportunity." The monkey then said, "I'm going to climb over the gate and unlock it." The gate, however, was too heavy to open, so they each ate a dragon ball and became very powerful. Ching ching shocking! They pushed the gate open and stepped inside. The battle that followed was an exciting flurry of clever tricks. Momotaro confused the Oni with riddles. The dog used his thunderous bark to scare them. The monkey's quick actions caused confusion, and the pheasant spotted and alerted them about any surprises. With their teamwork and quick thinking, they defeated the Oni. Momotaro then loaded all of the stolen treasures into a wagon. The team started their journey home. Momotaro's parents and the villagers were waiting for him to return. Everybody greeted them with cheers of joy, thrilled at the safe return of their treasures and their brave protectors. From that day, the village lived in peace, and they all lived happily ever after.